First panel. In a resting T cell, the ITAMs illustrated as yellow boxes on CD3, gamma, delta, and epsilon, and the zeta chains of the T cell receptor are not phosphorylated. Second panel. When T cell receptors and co-receptors become clustered on binding to AGP-MHC complexes on the surface of an APC, the ITAMs become phosphorylated. Phosphorylated tyrosine residues are shown as small red circles by kinases such as LCK, also called P56, that are associated with the complex. Third panel, the tyrosine kinase ZAP70 recognizes and binds to the phosphorylated ITAMs on the zeta chain and is activated by phosphorylation by the protein tyrosine kinase P56 LCK. Activated ZAP70 transmits the signal onward along the T cell signaling pathway.